I did not realize how unique this all was until I left Denver. I gave the guts of my ministry over to other leadership. I mean, prior to that time, I have tape and videotape of the emerging leaders that we had developed, and it was very exciting. But I did not realize how unique it was until I left Denver for 5 years and began to work in other ministries. And that's when I realized that many of my colleagues were talking about leadership and leadership development and adolescent high school leadership. They would talk about it, but when it came down to actually doing it, it wasn't leadership at all. And there are five areas, five exhortations for you, and I think you'll find them familiar. One of them is the exhortation that you're the leader. It's your class. If you need something, instruct the adult sitting in the corner. We will get it for you. If a child is disruptive, ask, and your adult partner will remove the child from your class. We will follow your instructions and assist and support you. But you are the leader, and we will not undermine that leadership by rescuing you. Do not worry. Win or lose, succeed or fail, we will be there afterwards to advise and prepare you for greater success tomorrow. To what extent has that happened in your experience? In terms of leading, support for being a leader, what's been your experience?
Learning centers have been like,
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
Learning centers have yes. made us step up a lot and like take role in the classes that we have.
Yeah. In the learning center class. What?
I would say it's also pushed me a lot.
It's pushed you a lot. In what way?
I think, especially with me being alone, because they aren't alone but I am.
Yeah.
I've had to do a lot of it just by myself.
Yeah.
Which has been a really good stretch for me. And especially having Anna there to help, she's been a big help too. But I would say just like stepping up. At the beginning it was like a little rough. It was like kind of like expecting to get a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
eventually I realized like this is where I decided to do it.
Okay.
And
okay. Did any of the rest of you feel stretched where you ended up having to give a little bit more than what you were planning to give? Okay, tell us about it.
So, like, the first time I didn't start working here, I was scared, like, oh, what happens if the kids don't like me? Or, like, what happens if the kids make fun of how I talk?
Yeah.
So I was scared, and I was like, oh, dang, like, I put myself in a big decision.
Yeah.
So when I started, when the camp keep going, and I seen where days could pass, and I got to know the kids, I got closer to some of the kids, and, like, some kids look up to me now, so it's like, I did a good part.
Yeah.
And that push is a good thing, you know, to be open. And
that's great. That is great. In fact, I understand you kind of opened the heart of one kid that kind of been closed here for a while. Is that right?
Yeah.
How is that going?
Mm-hmm. Now she's more open. She talks to more kind of kids. She talks to a lot of the rest of staff.
Yeah.
She's very, like, happy.
That's great. That's great. Okay, how about the next one? Classroom focus. Where there's no vision or direction, the people perish or are unrestrained. Proverbs 29:18. Your job is to give directional leadership to your class. People are less likely to look sideways if they are focused on what's in front of them. Own your classroom, give it directional leadership, and you will remove 75% of potential discipline problems before they start. How did that go for you? Did you all feel like you get, yeah?
So when I first started, I was like, oh man, like, you know, these kids are not going to listen to me and everything. But then, like, quick, like, moving on so quickly, like, I learned how to, like, you know, voice what I'm trying to say. Like,
yes.
And be, like, you know, like, not yell, but like, I don't know what word to say, but like, yeah. I own it.
Yeah, you own it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So now they listen.
Yeah.
You all feel like the youth responded positively to you? Have and are responding positively to your classroom leadership?
I think the more planned out it is, the more fun the class is, the more they pay attention.
The more planned out it is, and what else?
The funner it is.
The funner it is. Okay. So do you have a new appreciation for preparation, being prepared?
Yep. A lot.
Do you? Good. That's so good. Yeah. How about knowing your role? I understand the first week there were some struggles with this one. Know your role. At any given moment, you are either leading or supporting the leader. You are modeling one of these two roles at all times. Always identify the leader. If you are the leader, lead. We will support you. How did it go with roles? Were you able to play? Do you feel like you've played different roles here in the camp? And if so, what are they?
I think it's just a matter of the behavioral issues that we were having.
Yes.
So like knowing that we couldn't like give the kids the decision to stay or to go home. Like we had to turn it over to one of the leaders. So just knowing like we have to be in our position to make sure that we get an adult and let them know this is what's happening and you have to, you know, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Because I can't do
that. Because you can't do that? That really is a protection for you. I mean, every youth camp struggles with discipline. Everyone. In fact, usually when you actually get to the moment of doing a prolonged youth activity, kids activity, half the time you're dealing with discipline. All right.
With the exception of Chant, as far as like roles. Because most of you guys work in groups, so like, what was it like to be the leader in the classroom, and then what was it like to be the support person, and as far as knowing the difference between the two? So did you guys find yourself in a situation where it looked like you both were leading when one was supposed to be supporting, or vice versa? And then in other areas, like during chapels and other group sessions and things of that nature, where we kind of color-coded and saying, well, here's the part we're leading, here's the part we're supporting, and so on and so forth. Were you guys aware of, like, the distinction between the times we were leading and the times we really weren't? I think is what Taylor was getting at.
Good question.
Oh, okay, well, like, during the group sessions, if, like, somebody else is leading it and it's, like, hard, I'd, like, step up and actually help them because they don't like taking over their leadership.
Yeah.
Like, I have to know my part. I like to have them sit down and pay attention. And with the learning centers, there's been times where, like, we might be the leader for the day, but, like, she's trying to get this part quiet so that I step up and end up talking, and then it seems like we're both leading.
Okay. What about... this one, I think we talked a little bit about this, but you may not understand it as courageous love. How does love, seeking the other person's highest good, love is a verb, it's an action. How does love impact our response to the problem child? Can we convince them to change their behavior for their own good as well as the good of the group? If we cannot, or if they are unable to change, do we love them enough to make the tough decision? If our context is not working, then let's courageously and lovingly direct them to something better. I mean, in my experience, I remember one summer, we had two kids that were giving us a hard time. And so with both of them, we applied love and logic. One of them actually turned their thinking around, and they came back and became a wonderful part of the camp. The other one just couldn't do it. They just could not do it. Did you have that experience? Did you have an experience where you had a kid that you had to lovingly say, you either change or you won't be able to stay here, and that's on you, not on us. It's your choice, not our choice. Do you have an experience?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened?
You could go.
Well, sometimes, like, you know, like, it's different for every kid because the kid that I would talk to and then be like, oh, you should change and stuff. Like, they would change on that day, and then the next day it's like, oh, different attitude.
With one of the kids, when she first came here, she was, like, struggling really bad because, like, she's different from the rest of the kids.
Yeah.
It made it hard for her to get along with them.
Yeah.
But when I, like, talked to her and explained, like, how things went, and, like, just, you know, stepping out of her comfort zone, like, being nice to the kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We haven't been having very much problems with her.
Good, very good. Okay, let's look at the last one. We call this principled leadership. Curriculum, planning, discipline problems, games, leading. Where is God in all of this? Must the name of Jesus be spoken for him to be present? His presence should run deep. God is in the principles and motivations that determine your actions. Jesus is in the details because he is behind the details. Be principled in carrying out your responsibilities. Then when you speak God's name, you give the children you serve something tangible. They will see him in you, your actions, and the program you lead. Now, the overarching question that is should be asked, and I think has been asked, although for you it's been a shorter time, just because you came together, you've only had 4 months to work with elementary kids. You established yourselves as emerging leaders at the beginning of the year. But the overarching question is, where is God in all of this? Where is God in all of this?
I feel like just being able to be there for the kids and, like, in a way where, like, they don't have people to be there for them, like, at home or something. Like, the way the kids attach to us is, like, in the sense of support for the kids. And, like, I mean, God gave them us for comfort.
Yes.
Or, you know, to support or being able to just be here and see themselves or
yes.
whatnot.
Yes. It's good.
I proposed this one time. There's this girl named Jada, you know, where she has some mental problems, right? She has a little bit of mental problems. But one time she was crying on the bleachers, and I was like, what's wrong? Because she had only been here for 2 days at this point. And she was getting bullied consistently by the kids, and I had seen it. And so I was like, what's up? And she was like, my mom told me I was a disappointment. And she was like, super angry at me because she had been kicked out of camp that day. And I was like, wow. And so she was like, nobody loves me. I have nothing. Everybody hates me. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. I was just sitting on the bleachers like, wow. I was like, well, I can tell you consistently that God loves you. And that he'll always be there for you, and that I'll always be here for you, and the rest of the staff will always be here for you. And since then, I feel like she's opened up a little bit more, and she, you know, hugs us consistently, and she doesn't pay as much attention to what the kids think. And we stuck her in one of the younger groups, and she's playing a lot smoother with her. So I feel like that's a pretty tangible way of seeing her.
I'm trying to think
of
how to say this. Okay, it's like, when I came in here, I didn't expect to, like, grow love for the kids and, like, actually, like, it doesn't feel like we're just, like, working it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just doing it for, like, some teachers were just doing it for pay or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, after a while, it's like, I didn't grow love them and, like, started accepting them all. And it's like, it started building the community that, like, this neighborhood actually needs.
Good. Okay. One more question, apart from this, has been, this has been unique because you've been working in partnership with another organization. Okay. With SwitchUp has worked in partnership with Red Shield. And so that creates a little bit more challenges. Okay? Usually in a ministry like this, the leadership wants to control all the moving parts. Okay? This ensures that what we set up for you to do, you can do. A little bit more challenging having to work with Red Shield. Now, thankfully, they really did allow you and Jonelle to oversee the camp. Okay, that was great. But even with that, there were a few glitches because everybody has assumptions about how life works, how ministry works, how this program works. Their staff have been trained to think a certain way. We're coming in with an entirely new way of thinking. You bring those together, there are going to be some clashes, and I think a lot of those took place in the first week. And so, what was it like? What has it been like working with Red Shield and with their staff and in their building? Any comments on that one?
It's kind of like up and down.
Up and down, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes you bump heads with them sometimes. Because, like, you know, they try to take over your leadership roles and,
yeah.
You know, you go back and forth and it's just like an up and down situation.
Huh.
You have to get through it.
Interesting. So, and you've had that experience throughout?
Yeah, like only one time. In that
one time? Okay. What's amazing is that you stood toe-to-toe and said, no, you're not taking this away from me. That's great. That is great. Okay, other.